Earth and Sky.
I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird. A warming climate has triggered increased wildfire activity in the western U.S.
That's the conclusion drawn by environmental scientist Anthony Westerling at the University of California. He co-authored a study that looked at 34 years of government fire data since 1970. Westerling focused on large fires in western forests of over 1,000 acres.
What we saw very clearly was that most of the fires occurred in years with warm springs, sometimes drier winters, and early spring snowmelts. And we had a much longer fire season in these years.
An early snowmelt can create dry conditions vulnerable to fire. Westerling told Earth and Sky that the first 17 years of the study saw 200 large fires. In the next 17 years, ending in 2003, there were over 900 large fires. Most of the increased wildfire activity was in forests at around 7,000 feet elevation in the northern Rocky Mountains.
These forests are thought to be the least affected in terms of changes in the risk of a large fire due to a century or more of land management and fire suppression. So we saw very clearly a climatic signal in an area where we don't have other explanations for why the fires have increased so dramatically.
Tell us your thoughts about wildfires and global warming at earthsky.org. Our thanks today to NASA. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
At earthsky.org.